Our second reading this morning comes from the Psalm 8, verses 1 through 4. O Lord, our Sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes, to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them, mortals that you care for them? This is a reading of our scriptures for this Sunday morning. God is speaking to us through these words. When God speaks, the words are true, and we can trust them. Would you pray with me, please? May the words that I speak and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Ordinarily, when you pair an Old Testament passage with a gospel passage on a Sunday morning, the gospel gets most of the attention. I'm not doing that today because there is so much gospel in this psalm that we can afford to save the gospel and the gospel for another day. So for today, we'll stay with the psalm. And I am especially interested in the middle stanza in that poem because there is something here that is often noticed but not often appreciated. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes, to silence the enemy and the avenger. A bulwark, you know, is a protective wall, a defensive structure, put up to keep the good people, your people, on the inside safe from those people, the enemy, on the outside. Everyone, even God, has enemies, the psalmist is saying. So even God needs a bulwark, a protective wall and shield to fend off all the anti-God forces out there. God needs to stop these enemies in their tracks before they can get in and start messing with the kingdom, as enemies are wont to do. And we would expect that God, being God, would build an impressively strong wall, an impenetrable bulwark, a mighty fortress that no army could breach. Only that isn't what happens, is it? It turns out that God isn't much into this solid rock bulwark building thing, isn't much good at building that sort of wall that we might feel safe behind. Then this becomes clear when you notice the building materials God uses to build this bulwark. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark, built a wall, in other words, because of your foes. God builds a protective wall out of the sounds that babies make. The words of babes and infants provide all the protection that God needs. Really? You all know what comes out of the mouths of babes and infants, in their better moments at least. They gurgle and coo and smile and laugh. And then they reach out their arms and they dare you to not pick them up, to hold them close, and maybe even feed them. You can try building a bulwark out of that. But it won't be much of a wall, not one that will keep enemies out anyway. But it turns out that is exactly the point. Babies, you know, don't build bulwarks. They don't know about enemies. They have no defenses, no way to protect themselves, no way to wall out anyone. Football coaches like to say, that the best offense is a good defense, which may be true if you have a defense, but babies don't. So from a very early age, they are all about offense. They turn on their cooing and gurgling, smiling and laughing, all of which are meant, of course, to win you over, to melt your heart, to break your heart wide open until you know there is nothing you would not do to protect this little one, to hold her close and keep her safe. Babies don't block you out, you see. They draw you in. If you have ever held a baby in your arms, yours or somebody else's, you know how true this is. And how helpless you are before their charms. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, in other words, come not bricks and mortar for walling us out, but the sounds of love that draw us in. Theirs is the cooing language of connection and care and the gurgling of a longing to be held safe. Out of the mouths of babes and infants comes this winsome and winning weakness. Now, this is important. This has deep meaning for every aspect of our faith in God, our life with God, and the lives we live among each other, especially in the times we are living in and living through right now. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes. The psalmist is saying, you see, that God does not rule us by strength or conquer enemies by power. In fact, God can't rule by strength and power and still be God, at least not the God this psalm is presenting to us. Force, even when used against enemies, it turns out, is very ungodlike. Like a baby, you see. God never pushes us away or walls us out. God can only draw us in. God can't threaten us or force us to behave. God can only win us by love. To friends and enemies alike, God can only coo and gurgle and smile and reach out, pleading with us to accept the divine embrace, urging us into an unbounded, never-ending friendship, attracting us toward a spiritual health and wholeness that then equips us to be channels of health and wholeness to our neighbors, to our community, and yes, even to our enemies. When John said, God is love, this, I think, is what he meant. Think about this the next time you feel the need for a bulwark against your enemies, your political or religious or even that obnoxious cousin Joe who you dearly hope will stay home from Thanksgiving dinner this year. Instead of walling your enemies out with arguments that prove us right and them wrong, instead of lobbing demeaning or hateful insults over the wall to put them in their place, maybe we should try a little cooing and gurgling instead. Maybe we should try out the infant language of love and see what happens. This doesn't mean sacrificing your principles or just going along to get along, and it doesn't mean agreeing to disagree. I'm not sure that ever works anyway. Besides, your values do matter. And there are actions and ideas that are simply not acceptable and must be resisted. But it's actions and ideas, and very seldom people, that we will sometimes have to resist. Sometimes we will need to take a stand. Sometimes compromise is not possible, but always, always, we should take our stand and speak our truth in love. Not in power, not through violence, not with words that demean and disparage, but with feeling that honors and respects yourself and your enemies, even when they are terribly off base. Here's why God follows the game plan of babies and infants, and why we should too. As followers of Jesus, and as citizens in our community, we really are obligated to enter into the concerns and problems raging around us. Rampant racism in our culture, white nationalism, white Christian nationalism in our churches, the cold-hearted murders of vulnerable immigrants by ICE agents, runaway climate change, melting, flooding, and burning up the whole planet. These and many other problems should be a great concern to us. They certainly will be a great concern to our children. Their futures and the health and well-being of all people, the entire planet, hang in the balance. And we ought to care about this. And so, excuse me. Because these problems are so widespread and contentious, there will, of course, be no shortage of enemies for us to deal with. But here's the thing. The only godlike way to engage our enemies in this swirling culture war that we're in, the political fights that we're in, is to love that enemy to death. Because once the enemy part has died, you see, once the enemy part is killed off by love, what you have left is a neighbor who is no longer a foe, a neighbor who one day may even be a friend. You don't win over your enemies by blocking them out with walls of steel and concrete. The psalm is telling us that. You win them over with the winsomeness of a little child. Instead of walling ourselves in and them out, we open our arms to practice what St. Paul called faith expressing itself in love. Because this, Paul said, is all that matters. All that matters. Faith expressing itself in love. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes to silence the enemy and the avenger. I don't know about you, well, actually, I think I do, but I, for one, could do with a lot more kindness and a lot less vengeance in our public, our political, and our religious conversations. I could do with a world ruled as God rules the universe, with kindness, with mercy, with gentleness, and with grace, in hope and in love. That, I think, would be something to gurgle and coo about. Amen.